This is Decoding Learning Differences with Kimberlyn Lavelle. This episode is Unschooling Uncovered. It is an interview with Talia Tallman. She is a mother who unschools her children. If you're wondering what unschooling is, depends a little bit on who you talk to as to exactly how they would define it. Wikipedia defines it as an informal learning that advocates learner-chosen activities as a primary means for learning. So the kid gets to decide what they learn, when they learn, how they learn it. And some parents provide a little more guidance on that than others, but every approach is a little different. Talia will share her experiences and give us some insights. And I would love to know what you think at the end. So please email me your takeaways, Kimberlyn@decodinglearningdifferences.com. Without further ado, here's our interview with Talia Tallman. Hello, Talia. Welcome to the Decoding Learning Differences podcast. I'm excited to introduce everyone to you and to find out so much more about you and all that you are doing.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started in unschooling? So this is a topic we haven't really been able to dig into in the podcast very much. So I'm so excited to hear about your experiences.
Thank you. So I love unschooling. I'm so passionate about it. I could just talk about unschooling forever. I started unschooling with my oldest. So he's 11 now. And he did go to a traditional preschool. And I was working at the time. And I started to make friends with some women around town who homeschooled their children. And the way that they explained it to me was they homeschooled with no curriculum. So our children were all really young at the time. And I started to, on my days off, just kind of hang with them at the beach or the park or wherever we were going together. And it was a nice group of moms, about three other moms and myself and all of our children. And we just played together. And it was just a charmed life. Everything seemed so easy and happy. And our children were so happy. And you could see they were learning and flourishing together. And when the time came to decide about putting him in school, I knew that it just didn't feel right. I'm a very intuitive person and parent, and unschooling just kind of presented itself in this really wonderful way for us. And we decided to seize that opportunity. And I didn't enroll him in kindergarten. And we decided to just unschool instead. And at the beginning, it was very just intuitive, child-led, whatever they wanted to do, if it was an art project or story time, just enjoying the time together and not really trying to focus it too much. But we did enroll in a lot of different classes. So that helped kind of take the burden off of me feeling like what's lacking academically, because I could just sign up for a science class or an art class, and there was a lot available. And then when I had my second son, along the same lines at first when he was young, and then when he was actually two, he was diagnosed with a rare cancer. And so then our life kind of took a different turn, and I got to see another benefit to unschooling, because we didn't have the same pressure.